New Country Z100. It's Brantley Gilbert along with Lindsay L. Their latest and what happens in a small town. Well, I'm telling you, this weekend what's happening is the Polar Plunge for Special Olympics. And I've got some folks in the studio right now. First off, Adam Cunico, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Adam, tell me the official title for the Polar Plunge.
This year, down in Carbondale, is the Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge for Special Olympics in Illinois.
Okay, so this all started with law enforcement officials that got together and said, hey, let's jump into some freezing cold water. Is that what happened?
Absolutely. Something like that.
And so, for Special Olympics, you were saying off the air here just a second ago that this event raised a ton of money last year.
Yeah, the Law Enforcement Torch Run statewide raised $4.5 million for Special Olympics Illinois. And it starts with a large chunk of it coming from the polar plunges that take place throughout the state every year.
Okay. I'm going to get back to you in a second because I also have one of our Special Olympic athletes in the house with me today, and it's Marissa. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
So are you going to jump in this water on Saturday?
Nope.
Okay, me either. I'm going to watch everybody else jump in and cheer them on. But you actually have a medallion. I actually have a couple.
Yeah.
Piece of the hardware. Tell me about what you've got right there.
I got 2 third place medals that I've won at Summer State Games last year.
Wow. What event?
Gymnastics.
Yes. Okay. So that's kind of your specialty right there.
Yeah.
I look at the gymnasts and I say to myself, those people spend more time in the gym than I do. But congratulations on your medals right there. That's impressive, Marissa. And so we're going to cheer these folks on here to jump in this freezing cold water. And Adam, are you jumping in?
I am, yes.
Now, are you challenging like all law enforcement people to do this too?
Absolutely. We have a public safety division, actually.
Okay.
Competes every year for bragging rights, really.
Really?
So we do the donut dash is first. So we have a 5K that's somewhat unique to Carbondale.
Yes.
So we do a polar donut dash before the event starts at 10 a.m. And then at noon, we'll go into the water for the polar plunge itself.
Well, hats off to you, my friend. And for everybody who's going to do this, and I've seen things on Facebook of some school teachers, and even here, I'm giving props to my friend down the hall, Rachel G., from CILFM, our sister station here, and you all are getting ready to go talk to Leah over there at CIL, but I'm telling everybody to join up with their team. And actually, there's a link online I'm going to share on our Facebook here in just a second.
Absolutely.
And folks just need to click on that, and they can sign up and send money and do whatever they want to do.
They can go to www.plungeillinois.com, mm-hmm. find the SIU Polar Donut Dash and Plunge.
Yes.
And click to support somebody. They can, like you said earlier, you can just give somebody money so they can go in the water.
Amen, brother.
Or you can go in money yourself. You can go in the water yourself.
It is an accomplishment, though. I mean, there is something like, it's kind of fight or flight in a way when you're staring at that water. And on Saturday morning, it's going to be real.
It
like
is,
we're yes. talking about it here, Adam, and it's just like fantasy world. But Saturday, you're going to look there and be like, am I doing this? And so you have to decide right then or there. And so you're going
to
do it.
Usually you decide to go in just because.
Right.
We create a pretty good atmosphere. We've got a DJ that comes out. And,
yeah.
It's a good time.
Awesome. Well, the link will be up on our Facebook here in a second. But I do want to bring Kim Talley in with Special Olympics, too. And Kim, are you jumping in this water? Are you giving money to somebody who's jumping in?
I'm actually giving money and raising money myself.
Yeah. So. Well, how important is this? I mean, I know every year it seems like we just have so many folks that compete in Special Olympics and things like this. How important is it to have events like this to raise this money for this deal?
It's critical. Our 1,600 plus athletes in the 24 counties of Southern Illinois depend on their free access to these sporting events. And that's something Special Olympics is very committed to. And nearly 80 cents of every dollar we raise goes right back to our athletes.
That's a big time deal right there. So like I said, if you want to help our friend Rachel G, I think their team name is the Blizzard Wizards.
It is.
Okay. I got it right there. You can click on this link I'm going to share on our Facebook here in a second. And then it's very easy. It'd take you literally like 5 minutes. But I'm going to ask you this too. Is there still, we're talking about it. Maybe there's people who want to form a team. They just need to go online and do that.
They absolutely still can. And they can also bring cash. We take checks or cash on that day, or people can make donations online.
Cool. What's the coldest water you've ever been in?
probably my pool, similar to your pool.
Yeah. I let that pool go way too long. I looked at the thermometer and it said like 52 degrees. And so at Campus Lake, I don't know what the temperature is. What do you think it is, Adam? It's down
Saturday
there.
It'll probably be 40. 40.
But the air temperature is going to be 65 or so. So we did request that special.
Right. So it's just a moment. It's just a moment where you get out there. And, of course, I will say this. You all have, like, the safety people there,
yes,
everything.
Absolutely.
As soon as you come out, you get dried off, you get bundled up, get around a heater, maybe some coffee. And that's going to just be awesome.
We've had to break ice before, so this year we're fortunate.
It is going to be fun. And, hey, I tell you what, there are a lot of great places that you can send your money to. There's a lot of great organizations across this nation, here locally as well. But I got to tell you, when you're able to put a smile on someone's face that may not get to compete in an Olympic event, I mean, this is where it's at right here with Special Olympics. So, Kim, I know we got a great turnout already, but it'd be great if we had even more people, right?
Well, and we even need more fans. So if you can't get financially, come and just cheer for our runners and for our plungers.
What time does this thing start over there on Campus Lake on Saturday?
The race will start at 10.
Okay.
The plunge starts at noon, and we have some pretty cool prizes for those people who are actually plunging at our post-plunge party at the Moose Lodge in Murphy.
I love this. So it's a full day worth of events right here with the Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge for Special Olympics of Illinois. Y'all, thanks for coming in here this morning.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And Marissa, we'll see you at the next Special Olympics too, right? You going to compete again this year?
Yeah.
Awesome. Same events, or are you going to try and branch out a little bit?
I'm probably going to try and do something different.
Yes. You know, kind of broaden the horizons there. Well, best of luck to you. I know we'll see you again next year with some more hardware around your neck, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. It's 8:30 this morning. They're off for some more radio tours here at River Radio Studios. We got a lot more coming up, including some things you need to know on the way and monster truck tickets. Hang on.